Sharon Jurd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk to you about setbacks. We all have them. If you're in business or in life, you would have probably experienced a setback at some point. But what really happens when you have a setback in your business? What do you need to do? What really happens for you in your business? And I wanted to talk about that today. Firstly, a setback is something that stops you moving forward. Even though we're saying, it takes you back, sometimes it does, but sometimes it just brings you to a quick halt. And you go, okay, this is not going the way I planned it. I don't have the coaching clients that, I thought I would have. I don't have the speaking gigs that I thought I would have. My business is not growing the way that I thought it would have by, in this amount of time. So that's your setback, going, okay, this is not going as planned. So what do you do? That is the point where you pivot. You pivot or you change or you reset, you learn, because sometimes we build products, coaching products or whatnot that people just don't want to buy into. Online programs. I see people building online programs all the time, thinking if they build it, they will come, and then they don't. So this is their setback. So you need to pivot. What do I need to change? Get the feedback from potential clients. Why haven't they purchased into your program? And then change really quickly, because you don't want to sit there for another year or two hoping that people will buy your program and you're still slogging it out for X amount of hours per week and still not moving forward. So draw the line in the sand and go, right, That hasn't worked. This is what I now need to do. I'm going to pivot into this direction. Then from there, you move on and you move forward. Don't try and hang on to the past. Don't say, this is a great program. This is wonderful. No one cares if you spent your whole life building it. If it's not what they want, they don't care. So you have to let go of the past and make sure you're looking forward, making those changes to what people want. And I see a lot of people hanging on to the past, thinking that other external factors will change and everybody will now love their program. So I say to them, you got to draw the line in the sand, let it go. And, if you're changing the program, fine. Or if you're just letting the program go in a totally different direction, like one-on-one coaching or so forth. So this is what I talk about in, my events when I'm, teaching people who want to become amazing coaches. You might have started your coaching journey already and it's not going the way you wanted it to. You've had some setbacks, you've had some distractions, you've had some challenges. At my event, I share more and more about the strategies that I use to make sure you are moving forward. You're not sitting there, with silence. You're looking at your email, waiting for the notification that someone's bought your online product. I will show you the strategies to make sure that you are moving in the right direction forward. So if you want to come and join me at one of my events, it's called Grow Your Coaching Biz. Look at it on my website. The website will be here in the video somewhere. And go there, join me on the Gold Coast in 2020, and I will share everything with you you need to know to make sure that those setbacks, challenges, or distractions you overcome and earn the income that you need to in your business. So I'm Sharon Jurd. If this video is of value, please share it with your friends, family, and your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that. Talk soon.